So before we recite Srimad Bhagavatam, we offer our most respectful obeisances unto the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Bhagavatam is said to be non-different from Krishna. So when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, this really is that we should hear Krishna directly speaking to us and helping us to understand what is really the path of bhakti, how to overcome our doubts and answer all of our questions as we're trying to advance in spiritual life. And it's explained that the Srimad Bhagavatam, because is non-different from Krishna, is also showering mercy. So the Srimad Bhagavatam will also shower mercy onto us. But we have to approach Srimad Bhagavatam in the right mood. Prabhupada says with a submissive aural reception. Prabhupada says we should be perfectly anxious to hear the message of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the topmost Vedic literature, because it's kicking out all other so-called dharma, all Kaitava dharma, and only emphasis is on bhakti, pure bhakti, Shuddha bhakti. So everything is there within Srimad Bhagavatam, and Krishna, he will answer all of our questions and doubts within the Srimad Bhagavatam. And so before we recite the Bhagavatam, we offer our humble respect and obeisances to the Srimad Bhagavatam, that we may receive mercy to properly speak the Srimad Bhagavatam for our own purification first, then for pleasure of Sri Guru and Gauranga, and that we may also receive mercy from Srimad Bhagavatam to be able to properly serve the Bhagavatam by hearing nicely Srimad Bhagavatam. So let us help each other how to properly glorify. And even though we have no real qualification, let us try to be sincere and serious in our glorification and in our hearing of the Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way we can do some seva and advance on the path of bhakti. So before we recite the Srimad Bhagavatam, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're reading the Srimad Bhagavatam in the fifth canto, in chapter 4, the characteristics of Rishabhadev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And today we're on text number 7, right? So 5, 4, 7. Please repeat. Brahmanya Anya Kuta Nabhe Vipra Mangala Pujita Yasya Barhishi Yagya Isham Dashayam Asu Ojasa Brahmanyo Nyakuto Nabhe Vipra Mangala Pujita Yasya Bahishi Yagyesham Dasayam Asu Ojasa Brahmanyo Nyakuto Nabhe Vipra Mangala Pujita Yasya Bahishi Yagyesham Dashayam Masur Ojasa Brahmanyo Nyakuto Nabhe Vipra Mangala Pujita Yasha Bahishi Yagyesham Dasayam Masu Ojasa. Vamanyo Nyakuto Nabhi. Vipra Mangala Pujita. Yashyabhashi Yagesha. Dasayama Sojasa. Brahmanyo Nyakuto Nabhi. Vipra Mangala Pujita. Yashyabhashi Yagesha. Dasayama Sojasa. Vamanyo Nyakuto Nabhe. Vipra Mangala Pujita. Yashyabhashi Yagesham. Dasayama Sojasa. Brahmanyo Nyakuto Nabhe. Vipra Mangala Pujita. Yashyabhashi Yagesham. Darashayam Sojasa. Mataji? Brahmanya, a devotee of the Brahmanas. Anya, any other. Kuta, where is. Nabhe, besides Maharaj Nabhi. Vipra, the Brahmanas. Mangala Pujita, well worshipped and satisfied. Yasya, of whom. Bahishi, in the sacrificial arena. Yajna Isham, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the enjoyer of all sacrificial ceremonies. Dashayam Asu, showed Ojasa by their brahminical prowess. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The second prayer is this: who is better worshipper? Who is a better worshipper of Brahmanas than Maharaj Nabhi? Because he worshipped the qualified Brahmanas to their full satisfaction, the Brahmanas, by their brahminical prowess, showed Maharaj Nabhi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, in person. Please repeat. The second prayer is this: who is a better worshipper of Brahmanas than Maharaj Nabhi? Because he worshipped the qualified Brahmanas to their full satisfaction. The Brahmanas, by their brahminical prowess, showed Maharaj Nabhi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, in person. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Brahmanas engaged as priests in the sacrificial ceremony, they were not ordinary Brahmanas. They were so powerful that they could bring forth the Supreme Personality of Godhead by their prayers. Thus Maharaj Nabhi He was able to see the Lord face to face. Unless one is a Vaishnava, he cannot call forth the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord does not accept an invitation unless one is a Vaishnava. Therefore, it is said in the Padma Purana, Sat Karma Nipuno Vipro Mantra Tantra Vishardha Avaishnavo Guru Nasyat Vaishnava Swapacho Guru. A scholarly Brahmana, expert in all subjects of Vedic knowledge, is unfit to become a spiritual master without being a Vaishnava. But a person born in a family of a lower caste can become a spiritual master if he is a Vaishnava. These Brahmanas were certainly very expert in chanting the Vedic mantras. They were competent in the performance of the Vedic rituals. And over and above this, they were Vaishnavas. Therefore, by their spiritual power, they could call on the Supreme Personality of Godhead and enable their disciple, Maharaj Nabhi, to see the Lord face to face. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he comments that the word ojasa means by dint of devotional service. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Gaura Govinda Swaminiti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschita Deshatarne. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasudhi Shri Gaura Bhakta Brinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Again the verse. Ramanyo nya kuto nabhir vipra mangala pujita yasya bahishi yagyesham dashayam asur ojhasa. Translation. The second prayer is this: who is a better worshipper of Brahmanas than Maharaj Nabhi? Because he worshipped the qualified Brahmanas to their full satisfaction, the Brahmanas, by their Brahminical prowess, showed Maharaj Nabhi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, in person. So, there's some question there, or some point, that who is a real Brahmana? And real Brahmana means Vaishnava. So the perfect Brahmana, he is Pakka Vaishnava. Vaishnava, in the true sense of the word, means pure Vaishnav, Shuddha Bhakta. We are aspiring to become real Vaishnava. When we become completely pure and free, as it spoke of in the previous verse, free from all modes of material nature, and situated in the platform of Shuddha Sattva, which means transcendental platform, beyond even the Brahminical platform of Sattva Gun, that Shuddha Sattva platform, which is beyond the modes of material nature, that is the actual position of real Vaishnav, in the fullest sense of the word. That means pure goodness, Shuddha Sattva platform, means transcendental platform. And that song is there, the Vaishnav K. Who is really a Vaishnava? Is one who is, what is it, Kanak Kamini Pratishta. He's not looking after money, he's not running after money. in power, position, in not running after women, trying to enjoy them grossly or subtly, and not running after pratishta, not looking for some name and fame, some adoration and distinction, as Srila Prabhupada has taught us. So this is the ultimate definition of who really is a Vaishnava. So for most of us, we're aspiring to become a real Vaishnava. That means 100% Vaishnava, Shuddha Sattva platform. This is platform of Maharaj Nabhi, and this is also the platform of those brahmanas, those perfect brahmanas who are really Vaishnava. Real Vaishnava means Shuddha Sattva, Shuddha Bhakta. And it's explained that Krishna, he is Ajita. He cannot be controlled or defeated by anybody. He is Ishwara, Parama Krishna. He is supreme controller. But the Lord himself, he explains that I can actually be controlled. I can be defeated by my dear devotees, those who have love for me, those who are really Premi Bhakta, Shuddha Bhakta, real Vaishnava. Krishna agrees to be controlled by his devotee. And Prabhupada explains here that unless we are such a devotee, then we cannot control Krishna. Prabhupada explains here, isn't it? Unless one is a Vaishnava, he cannot call forth the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord does not accept an invitation unless one is a Vaishnava. And that means pure Vaishnava, Shuddha Bhakta, Premi Bhakta. They can call Krishna. They can control Krishna. When Advaita Acharya was calling for the Lord, he was calling for Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He was calling in such a loud voice, "My dear Lord, you please come to this situation and help us to deliver all of these people." And in his strong prayers to the Lord, in Chaitanya Bhagavata, it's explained that Advaita Acharya, he said to the Lord, that if my prayers cannot force you to come down here, then do not call me Acharya. Do not call me an Acharya. So unless one is Shuddha Bhakta, real Vaishnava, Premi Bhakta, only such personality can call the Lord or control the Lord by their love and by their desire. The Lord, Prabhupada says, does not accept an invitation unless one is a Vaishnava. So really, these brahmanas, they were very powerful, the expert in all ways, but their greatest qualification was that they were a Vaishnava. And it says if you have all of these things but you're not a Vaishnava, then it is also not effective. And someone else may not externally have all of that Vedic knowledge or understanding Vedic ritual or chanting mantra or the Vedic mantras properly, but if he's a Vaishnava, really, then this is most important thing. So before we talk about worshipping Brahmana or Vaishnava, Guru, Shri Guru Vaishnava, then first we must first define who is a Vaishnava. Who is that person who can, by his love and by his desire, call the Lord to come and appear before his devotee? If devotee is not pure Vaishnava, Premi Bhakta, Prabhupada says, the Lord will never accept your invitation. So the idea is that we must find such personalities by the mercy of Sri Guru Gauranga, Sri Guru and Krishna, and we must worship them and serve them and please them to their full satisfaction. And the example is there of Narada, that his mother was a maidservant, and it's Prabhupada explains even he doesn't know who is his father. So, 5-year-old boy, no formal education, he doesn't know who is his father, but somehow, by good fortune, he had the association of those Mahabhagavatas, those Premi Bhaktis, those pure Vaishnavas. And he humbly, he served them, and he pleased them by his humble service, by his nice quality of proper worship and respect. And they took pity on him. They were sympathetic towards him, knowing his situation. And therefore, those Mahabhagavatas, those Premi Bhaktas, they said, okay, you just sit and you just try to hear this Harikatha, Krishna Katha. Even you don't understand, still you just sit, let it, Prabhupada says, let it hit your ear. Let it touch your ear. So he served those Vaishnavas, pure Vaishnavas. He heard from them, which is the, Prabhupada says, the first and most important service, the Shravanam. And he took that Mahaprasad, the Jagannath Prasad. And in this way, those devotees, by their mercy, compassion, sympathy, they prayed for him. So if we can have such Premi Bhaktis, Shuddha Bhaktis, real Vaishnavas, if we can please them to their full satisfaction, then they may pray to the Lord, who they can control by their love and by their desire, on our behalf. So we may not be able to call the Lord in a very serious or sincere way. Prabhupada says, the Lord will not accept your invitation unless you really are Vaishnava. But somehow, if we can serve those Vaishnavas, Srila Prabhupada and those pure Bhaktis, Premi Bhaktis, and they will offer a prayer to Sri Guru Gauranga, Sri Guru and Krishna on our behalf, oh, my dear Lord, please you shower some mercy on these people. They don't know, huh? Like Jesus Christ, even they're crucifying Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, he said, my dear Lord, please you have mercy on these people. They don't even know what are they doing. This is the paradukaduki, this is the Vaishnav quality. Even they're being sacked, they're being tortured, they're being crucified. Still, they're praying to the Lord, please forgive them, please help them, please shower mercy onto them. And those prayers are very, very powerful prayers. So why do we serve Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON and distributing Prabhupada's books? And maintaining and preaching in Srila Prabhupada's temples. Because we want to please Srila Prabhupada. We want him to be happy with us. Even we may not be so great or so qualified devotee, but if we are sincere and we're trying our level best and we're begging for mercy from the core of the heart, then such devotees, their hearts are so compassionate, they're crying. for us, how we're suffering, trying to help us. So the idea is that how do we get those Vaishnavas to pray to the Lord for us? And sometimes it's explained, I heard in Vedic culture, that Krishna, he has one court, and he is the judge. And in that court, that Shiguru, Vaishnava, he is like our advocate or our lawyer. So if you get dragged to the court and you try to directly speak to that judge won't even look at you. Who are you? What are you? But if you bring nice advocate, nice lawyer, who has a relationship with that judge, and that lawyer or advocate can speak in nice, sweet way, encouraging way to the judge on our behalf, then we have some chance. We have a better chance. So if we can please these pure Vaishnavas, and have them go to Krishna's court on our behalf, because this is the prison house. Prabhupada said material world means a prison house. We're trying to get out of the prison house. So we can either try to do by our own cleverness, our own intelligence, our own strength, or we can approach those devotees who control Krishna by their love. And if they ask Krishna, it is explained that Krishna cannot say no. So if that Premi Bhakta, Shuddha Bhakta says, Krishna, you please shower your mercy on these souls, Krishna cannot say no. He may say no to us. What right do we really have? For so long we're Maya Das. For so long we're doing so much nonsense, committing so much sinful activities. So we don't have such a great qualification. But if we have good fortune, and we can associate and serve pure Vaishnavas and have them speak on our behalf, then this is very nice way, very quick way we can advance in our spiritual life. So this worshipping of Vaishnavas, following the instructions and pleasing the spiritual master, Prabhupada says this is the secret of success in the spiritual life. Secret of success. Prabhupada also in many places talks about worshipping Vaishnavas. Prabhupada quotes Krishna, Hari Bhakti Vilas, that Krishna says, a devotee who worships Sri Gurudev first and then worships me, he attains perfection. It is fruitless. Krishna says it is fruitless to try to worship me alone. Krishna says, you worship my devotee. You serve my devotee and please him. Then you come to me. Then you try to approach me. Srila Prabhupada explains in a Srimad Bhagavatam purport 1.2.16, Prabhupada says that by serving the servant of God, one can please God more than by directly serving the Lord. So Prabhupada says that by serving Krishna, by serving Krishna's pure devotee, this is more pleasing to Krishna than if you try to directly go and serve Krishna. Prabhupada says that the Lord, He is more pleased when He sees that His servants are properly respected because such servants, they risk everything for the service of the Lord and therefore are so very, very dear to the Lord. And Krishna says that in this world, no one is more dear to me than one who risks everything and gives up everything to try to preach the glories of the Lord. So Krishna is saying that if you please and worship and serve my devotees who are so dear to me, this is more pleasing to me. And Prabhupada in many places says this is secret of success. How to get Krishna's mercy. We may not be so dear to Krishna, but we want to become dear to Krishna. And how to become dear to Krishna is to try to please and serve and show our loving affection to those personalities who are dear to Krishna. Prabhupada is speaking in Vrindavan in October 1976. Prabhupada speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam explains that our determination should be to serve the previous guru and acharya. Our determination should be to serve the guru and previous acharya. Evam parampara praptam. That is our determination. Prabhupada says, not directly Krishna. Because to serve the Vaishnava is more than serving Krishna directly. So everyone's running to Krishna and neglecting that Vaishnavas, neglecting how to serve and to please a pure Vaishnava. And Prabhupada says, not directly Krishna. Because to serve Vaishnava is more than serving Krishna directly. And it says, by the mercy of Krishna, one gets a bona fide guru. And by the mercy of that bona fide guru, by pleasing him, one then gets Krishna. Not directly. If one is sincere in wanting to serve Krishna, and wanting to serve Krishna, develop love for Krishna, Prabhupada says the first installment of Krishna's mercy is he will make an arrangement for you to meet a bona fide spiritual master. That is the first installment of Krishna's mercy if we approach in a sincere and serious way. Mad Bhakta Puja Bhyadika from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.19.21. Prabhupada says, Krishna, he likes that. He does not accept anyone's service directly. Prabhupada says, this is a gross mistake. That if you just try to serve Krishna directly and neglect Krishna's dearest devotees, this is a gross mistake. You have to serve the servant of Krishna. That is the way, Prabhupada says, not directly. In Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.23 purport, Prabhupada explains, are you with me? You hearing me? Huh? You understand? There's some nice instruction from Prabhupada. The Lord says that the service of His servants is greater than His personal service. Service of the devotee means pure devotee, pure Vaishnava, is more valuable than the service of the Lord. It's more valuable. Prabhupada continues, one should therefore choose a bona fide servant of the Lord who is constantly engaged in His loving service. Accept such a servant as the spiritual master and engage himself in the spiritual master's service. Try to please him. Such a spiritual master is the transparent medium by which to visualize the Lord. And we see that the Vaishnavas, they allowed Maharaj Nabi to see face to face the Lord. By their mercy, by their prayers, by being satisfied with the service and the devotion, the mood of Maharaj Nabhi. Srila Prabhupada continues, he says, by the service of such a bona fide spiritual master, the Lord consents to reveal himself in proportion to the service that you render. So the service that we render to pure Vaishnava, the quality and the quantity, to that degree, Prabhupada says, will Krishna agree to reveal himself to you. So as we're surrendering and serving his dear devotees, pure Vaishnavas, to that degree, does Krishna agree to reveal himself to us? In Chaitanya Bhagavata, it says, Amhara Bhaktira Puja Ama Haite Bhara Sehi Prabhu Vede Bhagavate Kalya Dhadha. That Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, he declared it in the Vedas, and in the Srimad Bhagavatam, he said, worship of my devotees is superior to worship of me. So that means pure Vaishnava, pure devotees, his dear devotees, who have risked everything, who have given up everything, and who are sincerely serving and pleasing the Lord. Krishna says, worshipping my devotees is better than directly worshipping me. Then Arjuna says in Adi Purana, Ye me bhakta jana partha, na me bhaktas cha te jana, mad bhaktanam cha, ye bhaktas te me bhakta tama mata. Lord Krishna, he's telling Arjuna, those who are my direct devotees are not actually my devotees. But those who are the devotees of my dear devotees, they are factually my devotees. So Krishna is saying, those who say they're my devotee, they're coming to me, neglecting my dear devotees, they're not really my devotees. Those who are devotees of the devotees, Krishna says, they are actually my devotees. And Prabhupada said, you love me, love my dog. Love me, love my dog. You ever see one man, he comes up, he brings his dog, and you can see the man, he loves that dog, you know? So if you just try to directly talk to that man and you ignore his dog, he becomes offended. He becomes really offended. You're just ignoring my dog? Don't you see how much love I have for him? Right? If you're not a dog person, you don't naturally think, let me say something nice to the man's dog. But that man, he'll become offended because you're neglecting what is dear to him. Prabhupada gives this example. In Padma Purana, in Uttarakhand, it is also stated that one who performs worship of Lord Govinda, but he fails to worship properly the Lord's devotees, pure devotees, he should be understood not to be a devotee of the Lord. He's not even a devotee of the Lord. But he is simply a victim of his own false pride. One should always worship the Vaishnavas by all means, For by worshiping the greatest devotees, one is then free from all miseries. And we say in the prayer to our spiritual master, the lotus feet of our spiritual master is the only way in which we can attain pure devotional service. I bow down to his lotus feet with great awe and great reverence. By his grace, by his mercy, one can then cross over this ocean of material suffering and obtain the mercy of Krishna. So without that Vaishnava, without that worship and pleasing, that Sri Guru Vaishnava, we cannot purify our consciousness, we cannot rectify our life, we cannot cross over this ocean of material suffering, and ultimately will not be able to really, seriously develop bhakti, real bhakti, Shuddha bhakti, without the mercy of that Sri Guru Vaishnava. Lord Shiva, he's topmost Vaishnava. He told Goddess Durga, Mother Durga, Lord Shiva said, of all the different types of worship, worship of Lord Vishnu, that is the best. But better than the worship of Lord Vishnu is the worship of his devotee, the Vaishnava, Shuddha Bhakta. One who performs worship of Lord Govinda, but he fails to properly worship and serve the pure Vaishnava, he is not really a devotee. He should be understood not to be the real devotee of the Lord, but he is simply a victim of his own false pride. Prabhupada says it directly, it is not possible to worship the Lord. One has to go through the acharyas. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Tadvidi Pranipatena Pariprasnena Sevaya Upadekshanti Te Jnanam Garinastatvadashina, that if you want to approach me, if you want to serve me, if you want to know me, then you go and you surrender to my dear devotee, bona fide guru, Sri Guru. You surrender there, you render menial service there, you try to please him. Then he'll shower some mercy on you and bring you up and give you some understanding so that you can see also Krishna. This is Krishna's arrangement. He does not directly give himself. He does not directly reveal himself. Because Krishna says, only by bhakti, only by devotion will I reveal myself to you. How will we learn bhakti? How will we advance on the path of bhakti without the mercy of Premi Bhakta, Shuddha Bhakta? So this nice message is there. It's a nice reminder for us to know what is the secret of success and what is most pleasing to Krishna, and to try to worship pure Vaishnavas, Premi Bhakta, Shuddha Bhakta, get their mercy, and have them pray on our behalf. This is nice way, fast way, quick way we can come up by pleasing the Lord and by pleasing the Lord's dear devotee. So I'll not take too much more of your time. I appreciate your rapt attention and your blessing me and being patient with me. Does anyone like to say something, or some Prabhu, you say something nice for us, or some question or anything so we can get some mercy? You say? You have a mic? Haribol.
Srila Prabhupada's purpose give us the clue to all that we are supposed to do and how we are supposed to execute our devotional service. And as you rightly said, that we have to catch up with the pure devotional service by surrendering to the wonderful devotees who are dedicated to the acharyas, and execute service and serve them offenselessly. In the neophyte stage, it is seldom that we are not able to understand what is pure devotional service. But when we give the oral reception to the transcendental words emanating from the mouth of the transcendentalist, and then act upon it, automatically the purificant starts. And the Shravanam is very predominant in the devotional service. And while we hear wonderful classes, Bhagavatam, serve the Bhagavats and the Bhagavata. And that, Anartha Nivritti happens and we develop love for Krishna. And at our stage, we continue to do devotional service, service, service and service, because service is the only means of pleasing the Bhagavatas and entering into the Bhagavad Dham.
Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya. Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya means every day. In many places, Prabhupada doesn't say every day. He says constantly. Nitya. Constantly you serve the Granta Bhagavata and the Bhakta Bhagavata. This is the secret. Can I beg your permission to just read you one small purport from Srila Prabhupada that I forgot? Because it's so sweet and it really will help us, I think. Just you have a little more patience? This is so nice purport. Just in the purport, Prabhupada, he says that not only must they hear about the activities of the Lord, but they must also hear about the transcendental qualities and activities of those dear devotees who are constantly thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord within their hearts. So not only must we hear about Krishna, but we must also hear about Krishna's dearest devotees who have love for Krishna. Because this gives Krishna happiness, more happiness. Prabhupada says, such pure devotees, Shuddha Bhakta, Vaishnava, they are as glorious as the Lord. They are in fact recommended by the Lord as more worshipable than He Himself. Worship of the devotee is more potent than worship of the Lord. Prabhupada says, worshipping that pure Vaishnava is more powerful, more potent. You saw the potency, the prowess of that worship of those brahmanas, Vaishnavas. It's more powerful, Prabhupada said, more potent. It is therefore the duty of the transcendental students. It is their duty to hear the glories of those pure devotees as explained by similar devotees of the Lord. So those who have love and affection and faith and who love to glorify Vaishnavas, pure Vaishnavas, and who understand who are they by their mercy, they can also share their faith and their realization and their experience in their worship and service to such dear devotees of the Lord. Prabhupada says, one cannot explain about the Lord or His dear devotee unless one happens to be a pure devotee himself. So you must be a pure devotee yourself to properly glorify a pure devotee. Otherwise, if we are not pure and we're not qualified and we're not serious, then what is the quality of our glorification of such a pure devotee? Simply, it is just glorification of ourself. We're promoting ourselves in the name of glorifying that Guru, Sri Guru, Vaishnava. And how we can glorify Krishna unless it's pure? Prabhupada says, purity is the force. These Vaishnavas, these Brahmanas were powerful because they were pure. Purity is the force. And why Srila Prabhupada could do what he did and what he's doing is because of his Vaishnav simplicity and his purity and his love and his devotion to his spiritual master and Krishna. He's able to control the Lord by his love. So let us try to rededicate ourselves and become much more serious, much more dedicated to beg mercy, not just begging mercy, oh Prabhupada, Prabhupada, give me mercy, but we have to do something for Prabhupada. We have to try to please him and worship and satisfy him. Then we have a right to beg for his mercy, that he may pray to the Lord on our behalf. Prabhupada said, this is the secret of success in spiritual life. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Gurudev ki, Samaveda Bhakta Brinda ki, Go Premanande Hari Hari Bol.